The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Sorry we're running a bit late today. A bit of technical difficulties over here, but we've got it resolved. Thank you for tuning in, and welcome to The Barrington Show, where we talk about philosophy, spirituality, and all things that are good. A better life for us to live. A journey for us to reach, raising ourselves to a higher level of consciousness, waking up and experiencing all that we have, experiencing all that there is. Connect yourself to the great wave. Live life to the full potential. Learn your purpose. Connect to your guide. Welcome to all my old-time listeners, and welcome to all the new listeners. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. Thank you very much. It's Sunday afternoon, and we've got a couple of things we want to cover with you. Please hang in there. Welcome, everyone. Welcome home. Home is where the spirituality is and the place where you belong. Home is what is rightfully yours and yours to achieve. Home is where you feel most comfort and where you get your greatest inspiration. Welcome home. Connect yourself to your spirituality. Connect yourself to your guide. Well, if you're in Ontario, Canada, as we are, we're now in a full lockdown. I believe it was as of midnight last night after Boxing Day. We're in a full lockdown and here we go again. But we've been through this before and we're going to go through it again. We might be a little bit more frustrated, but I don't think we're as afraid as we would have been the first time. At least that's my belief. So it is what it is. This too shall pass. Hang in there. And let's make the best of our situation. And for everybody else around the world who's experiencing pretty much what we're going through, the same for you. Hang in there. This too shall pass. This is just another phase. This too shall pass. I want to tell you about a movie I watched, a Disney movie called Soul. I really think you need to check it out. It is full with information about our spiritual world, about our spiritual guides, about all that we can achieve, how we gain personality, how we come here, when we leave, where do we go? It's all covered there. Pretty much what we've been talking about since I've been on the radio and you if you're into spirituality, you have done your research and you know all these things. So it's kind of cool. The movie is called Soul. It just came out recently. I'm thinking maybe a couple of days. It's on Disney. It's a really good watch, and it's for the whole family. The whole family's gonna enjoy it. The entertainment is for the adult. The jokes are both for the children and the kids. So it's a good movie. I'm not doing two thumbs up for it because I don't work for them. But anyway, I just thought I'll tell you, go check it out and have fun. So today we've talked about the last couple of weeks. We've been talking about, are you able to change your footprint? Are you able to change the way you were raised? Not the way you were raised, but the values you were raised with. Are you able to change to become a new person? That's part of the topic that we want to touch on today. And do you have the ability within you to make those changes? If you were raised a very bad way and you want to change it because it's impeding your adult life, is that possible? If you were raised really nice, good, wholesome, and now you're in an abusive situation, are you able to go back to your original way? So you can swing both ways. You either get away from the bad situation that you have now or try to change the bad situation that you may have had earlier in your life. Are you able to change? And that's the path we want to go down today. Have we got any emails?
Just one. Actually, Angela wrote in and she says, hello, Barrington. I hope you had a really nice Christmas. Looking forward to a new year. God, could it get any worse? And that's from Angela. Back to you.
Thank you very much, Angela, for that. And it completely slipped my mind. Yes, Merry Christmas to all of those that do celebrate Christmas. I hope you had a good, fun, safe time with your family and everybody's happy. And all that extra poundage that you may have gained, hope that it falls off real soon. Because Christmas has that effect on a lot of people. So thank you very much. And for everyone as well, Happy New Year. I know we're all going to be doing it at the same time. And this is something that is done globally, regardless of what culture you believe or religion you follow. You're still going to have a new year, and Happy New Year to you on that. And sorry, I forgot to mention it. It was on the top of my list. But of course, we had a delay starting today. And of course, that kind of scrambled me and I forgot. Forgive me. Are we able to change? And the answer I would give is absolutely. We don't have to live that way. And change is inevitable in everyone. What's the hardest part is the willingness to do the work that is required to get the change done. I think that's the hardest part. A lot of people look at it and they just say it's not possible or they're not going to attempt it. It's too much work. But if where you're standing right now is not comfortable, why not try to get to some other spot that you may enjoy? So the work is inevitable. You have to do the work to accomplish. It's not going to just happen, especially now that the brain you're using to send the messages out to everything that you do is accepting of the situation that you're in now. So it's hard to change, and a lot of us don't like changes. And the work that needs to be done must be done. You know, I've said many times that I know there's a needle in the haystack. If it's that important to me, I'm going to go through it until I find it, because it's there. If the changes that you want from your life is in front of you, and you make a clear chart list and you put it out there, the mind will instruct the body to do what is necessary to get the job done. The mind governs the body, and I can't emphasize enough on how important it is for you to protect, take care, guard your body, and keep it at its best. Keep it at its best. Don't accept anything lesser than the best for your body, and you have to know how to do that. But we're talking about making the decisions in the mind, and the mind is going to tell the body what to do. Now, be mindful, no pun intended, that when you do this and you make these changes, your friends will go away. Some of them. Because the reason you're together is because you're like-minded. You know, you've heard the expression, the birds of a feather, they flock together. Well, that's true. We're humans. We do the same. I think a lot of other animals do the same. But you have like-minded intention. You're equally yoked. And if you're not loving that right now, you want to change it. Yes, you will be leaving some friends. Or they may change and come along with you. Or you may have to turn around and walk away. Because the environment that you're a part of, the other birds that you've invited into your cage, is you're not enjoying it. So change is possible. And I say that as a metaphor, but the thing that I'm trying to get to is that if you want to make a change, you have to be willing to put the work in to get the change done. And that's bottom line. Sitting on the couch and repeating the routine over and over and over again, that will not work. And if you don't believe me, check it. You've been doing it and you're still doing it. And you keep saying one day you're going to get up and get going. But you have to make a decision and you have to stick with the decision for you in your mind to become the change that you'd like to see in your life. And by placing that thought in the mind, it governs the body. It changes everything in your path because the mind is the director and the body follows along. If you throw your heart overboard, the body will follow it. If you lift your spirit up, the body will do the same. And if you bog yourself down, by all means, that's what the body has been told to do. So you allow the mind to make the changes that you want to see. And it is difficult. It is very hard to do because we're so used to what we know. You have to give that energy and that strength to the mind, and it will do the job. But be mindful that it requires work. You have to understand that there's some work involved and some time. And the time is relative to how determined you are, your desire, the passion you have towards it. That's all relative to the amount of work that you will need to do. But it's doable. It is doable. Whatever situation that you're in today, if you can hear me, it is doable for you to stand up and make a change from it. You can stand up and make a change from that if you want to. But make sure that where you're sitting right now and you're comfortable in that sector of your life, make sure that you didn't just accept it or you just settled, because you're doing yourself a great injustice. The idea is to continually try to make that effort, to try to reach your best self, try to get to the quality of a person that you desire to be, if you desire anything better or different. The ability to do it lies within you. I've said that many times. We're talking about it on the show quite often. I've brought it up in other shows. And yes, if you desire to get up and make that change, it is well within you to do that. But care of the body, take care of the mind. The mind is the boss. And in order to get the best fuel for that mind of yours is for you to connect to the original source, its creator, its home, his boss, the mind's boss. You need to connect to that. How do you connect to that? You do your meditation. Your meditation connects you to the source. And from there, you could give this valuable information to the body and it will perform the way you want it to. Whatever illnesses you have the ability within you to fix it, control it, get rid of it. But you have to know how to use the mind in conjunction with using the body, because you have to have the body healthy. You have to have it up on par, on the top shelf, for you to get the best results from it. And in doing so, you take good care of it. Give it proper rest. Now, resting takes care of the body. Meditation takes care of the mind. The body rejuvenates itself when you sleep from whatever hour you start, when you finish, you wake up, you feel refreshed. And that was you connecting to a subconscious side of you, and you get rejuvenated, retooled for you to start the day again or night, whenever you wake up. That's what the resting does, along with proper food. You have to give those things to the body so it could perform. And I say this to everyone a lot. You don't have to diet, because they don't work. It's a Band-Aid solution. And do the numbers of people that you know, count them up, the ones that's been on these diets and they're in the worst situation now. Obviously, it's not working. What you have to do is give the body the proper food, and it will get rid of all that is not necessary. It will get rid of it. It'll kick it out. Leave. You got to go. You're not paying rent. Get out. So you have to give the body the proper food along with the rest. The body has the proper food, which is the medicine for the body. It's not the prescription drug or the needle. It's not. It's the food. And that's been around for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. The food is the medicine to repair the body, but you must apply the food. And the food that's been provided, the food that should be given to the body, it's not chemically based. It's a green, plant-based, not necessarily color green, but it's plant-based. That's the food you give to the body for it to perform the way it should perform. And the chemical, because we're in a different world today and we're all on the go, we're busy. We want something fast and easy and slow it down. And, you know, I could cram this in and, you know, eat it in the car kind of thing. And it's not usually the healthiest food. So you're sacrificing the most important asset you have to accomplish something else. So we don't take the necessary time to give to the body what we need. You can go from point A to point B because you have a meeting or a job or something to do, or you got to get there in a hurry. And in doing that, you're feeding, you're fueling your body with stuff that if you don't have the body, you won't be able to do that anyway. So prioritize all these things and make sure the body is the boss, the number one, governed by the information that's given to the mind, that you live that full potential life that you're supposed to have. Live your full potential. But you have to work as a team within yourself. I've given you many things on this radio show as to what I would suggest you do just to make your journey a lot easier, your path more clear, your energy a lot higher, and we're trying to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. That's the intent. A higher level of consciousness. If you see the iceberg out in the ocean, you see just a small tip of it where the giant boulder size of it resides underneath where you can't see. That's pretty much our subconscious being the tip, and the subconscious being the bigger portion of it all. Or if you can equate this to your computer, what you see on the computer screen in front of you is the conscious, but the capability of the computer, you don't see it. That's the subconscious. That's in the background. And at any time, you can pull up bits of information from it. Same concept that falls true with our conscious and our subconscious. Consciously, you can hear me right now, and if you're looking at it on television, you could see it, and that's your consciousness, and you could feel stuff. But the subconscious, the greatest substance of you, is within you in the subconscious mind. And what we're trying to do is raise that subconscious mind to a higher level so you can see, hear, feel, and all that other stuff. Connect to the third eye so you're connected. Connect to your spirituality so you'll become more aware. Connect to all that there is so you're living at your very best. You're living your full potential. You're living the way you should live. But you have to make that connection. You have to make that decision to do that work, to make that connection. You have to take a stand in your life and says, okay, I've been doing this. It's not serving me. I want to do something different. Make that decision. Give the clear instructions to the mind, and be careful of what you're hoping for, because you know, if you order it, it will come. But make sure that you choose to make the decision that's going to benefit and take care of your greatest asset, which is the body. Treat that like the boss, because it is. Have we got any more?
Yes, we have some emails. Folks, you are listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington. If you'd like to write in and comment, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Greg writes in, happy 2020. Let's hope. And yes, Barrington, the body is a temple. And that's what Greg says. Roland writes in, he says, everything with the body is the body and the mind. We need to exercise. We need to eat the proper food, which is fuel for thought. And we need to meditate and learn to relax a little bit more. That's the problem with the world. Nobody is doing this stuff right. And that's Roland. And Daniel writes in, he says, thank you for the Christmas gifts today. What are they? Your advice. That's Daniel. And let's see. Eric writes in and he says, I love the analogy of the iceberg. Isn't that what happened to the Titanic? They didn't really know what was underneath. And that's Eric. Back to you.
Thank you for that, Eric. Pretty much. I think they, obviously there was more underneath than there was on top. And I don't know the story. I do know the story. I don't know exactly what they thought when they hit it, but obviously it was more damaging than I suppose anticipated it would be. But yeah, that's pretty much the story of the iceberg. And yes, you are the tip of the iceberg. You're all of the iceberg, but the conscious part of it is the tip of it. And it's the subconscious, which is the greater portion of it, is within. And I say this on the radio show all the time, get within you and realize your strength, realize your full potential, realize what you're capable of doing. Don't take the story from somebody else, source it yourself. Connect to your spirituality, connect to your guide, get your own information that was created for you. Don't take it from anyone. I'm not giving you any of this information. I'm willing to share with you how to find it, where to get it, how to harness it, and to take care of it. But it's yours. The information is yours. The package is sent to you. Your connectivity to the universe and your spiritual guide or angel guides or however you refer to them, their job is to guide you through what you're going through now. And the ability to change and anything that you require, it is there. Just get in, get within. So yeah, the iceberg is an analogy, and I hope a lot of people could relate to it. The advice today, thank you, and I appreciate you thinking it's a gift to you, but this is something that belongs to you as everyone else. Danielle, you have to understand that this information, it's out there. You tap into your own source. You tap into, learn to meditate, get your mind to relax and take it easy and slow it down. We're chasing the wrong things in life. We tend to be running around chasing our tails, and we're forgetting to live. We're torturing the body to accomplish something that our eyes want, or maybe the ears. So slow it down, relax, take it easy. Take care of that. Take care of the temple. So the body and the mind, and that was for Danielle, everybody who's listening. The body and the mind, it is one. They work together as a team, which makes them one, like you should when you marry your spouse. But at times we have little differences and our conflict is different, but the body is still slave to the master, the mind, and it does tell the mind, the body, what to do. If the body decides it wants to go to sleep on its own, it'll be a difficult task. If the mind decides, well, we're going to stay awake and you're going to be looking at the ceiling until I say so. But however, they're not purposely trying to disrespect or defy each other. They're simply just saying, I'm tired or something's off, something's not right. Let's figure it out. And that's the difference. But you're correct. It is one. They're both the same. And they work together in a team. the body, and this is for Greg. Greg emailed in. The body is the temple, and it should be worshipped and taken take good care of. And I've said this from day one. We run ourselves into the ground. We carry the heavy load. We carry the unnecessary load. We go too far. We definitely pollute it. We definitely pollute it. We give it whatever we feel. You know, you smell that cake or smell the fry of the bacon and you're loving it. You're loving it. If you remember when you're a child and somebody stuck something in your mouth, you spit it out and they put it back in and you spit it out again and they put it back in. Eventually said, okay, fine, I'll eat it. And then you're training them to come to the side that you're on of how you see nutrition, where the children or the child had his own idea long before cereal, sugar, all these things showed up. But they tried at some point to reject it, but you were very forceful in making sure they accept it because you thought it was good. Anyhow, the mind is the body, and the body is the temple, and it should be worshipped. You should take good care of it because without it, you're not going to be here. Thank you very much for that, Greg. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show, Sunday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. I have a book out there, Awaken Ascension Guide, Aligning Yourself to Your True Purpose. This is available to you at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. I also have website, HEAMI, awaken.com. I know it's long and, you know, it'd be cool to have something much shorter, but for now, it's the one that I'm working with. There you'll find all the shows that we've done, things that we've talked about, a great majority of them. I think there's 10% that's not there yet. But the things that we've talked about and topics that we've covered, if you wanted to hear them again, they're there for you. Log on, check it out, enjoy, and listen to it. I'm currently trying to put the book on audio. That's my winter project that I'll be working on. But that's coming, so there's changes and new things are coming. So hang in there with us. Check it out and be a part of the webpage, the information that's there. We're also currently making videos. So I know I've said this before, but sometimes the things that you set up don't always come true. And I am a small entity operating usually by myself. So it does take some time. And in the process of doing all that, I am still living a bit of life. So bear with me. My intention is to get it out there to you. It's not my information. It was given to me through meditation to pass on to you, to give you the guide, to show up and listen to the radio program. And if it does benefit your life, good, because that's the intention. Wake up. Just wake up. You're fast asleep. You have this great boulder underneath that tip of consciousness. We're raising your level. We're raising you to a higher level of consciousness. Wake up. If you can hear me, you've been searching for spirituality. If you can hear me, your search has just made a step. Can't tell you it's a giant one or any size, but it's a step. It's the next step to finding the path that you should be on. It's the next step that should get you going in your own way. This is a project for you. It's your personal project that you're going to work on. I said last week that your mother to someone, or sister to another, or father to someone, or son to another, an employee to a boss, or the boss. You're so much, so many different things to other people. And now there's an opportunity for you to be something for you. I said that was our topic last week. We had a pretty good response from the callers, but it's an opportunity for you to do something for you. It's the project that you want to work on and study and get there. And when you reach out, the spiritual guides are reaching towards you. They're there. They're just trying to get you to come in and connect and be a part of. So your effort is not alone. Your guides are trying to get you into the zone. Your guide is trying to get you connected. Your guides want you to hear the instructions very clear, an understanding of them, So they're doing their job. And you just have to wake up, open the door, take a step towards it. And if it's not serving you, which I can't see how that's even possible, but if it's not serving you, you can always close the door and walk away. If you do open it and you see a big, a fearful object, please go towards it. Do not run away. That's the deterrent. And I would like to think that's also the negative thoughts who's telling you, stay away, run away, because you're being deprived or you're being blocked or you're being discouraged to find the path that belongs to you. So if you do open that door and you are studying it and you are going through and something pops up, remember that's the guard that's stopping you from getting to where you go. Shouldn't be there, but should it pop up in front of you, be mindful that it's just the resistance. That happens. Stay on your path. Please, everybody, meditate. Connect yourself. I can't say that enough. Meditate, meditate, meditate. Connect yourself to your guides. It'll teach you how to be strong. It'll teach you how to repair your illnesses. It'll teach you how to be courageous, confident. The lack of insecurity will disappear. The anger will leave. The wanting to be recognized and be in the presence of the nucleus, the center of everything, the wanting for that will disappear, because that's an act of insecurity. You want to be recognized. You want to be noticed. You want to be the head of the... We're just all connected to this planet, and we're all like the cup of water in the ocean, regardless of your color, your culture, your religion, your beliefs. Now, can you go to that ocean and take a cup in your right hand and a cup in your left hand and say one is better than the other? One is, you know, it's a better cup of water, because they're both the same, as are we. We're all the same. Now, you scoop the cup in the north and the one in the south, there'll be a difference in temperature, but that's just a geographical thing, you know? It's not to be taken literal. It is still the same cup. And this is who we are. If you find that you're critical of the left hand, there might be something wrong with your cup, because you have to be wise enough to understand or eliminate the ignorance to believe that one could be better than the other. But if you're the one who's pressing the issue to claim that you're better, then something's broken in you. Something's off. Something is missing. Because when you become full and you're whole and you're comfortable and you're confident in your abilities, you see absolutely no desire to be critical of anyone. As a grown man, I could look at a child that I feel that I'm a little stronger than him, and then I go take advantage of him and beat him up. Wouldn't that be something wrong with me? So if we claim to be the stronger, the better, the superior, the greater, something might be wrong with your cup. You could fix it. Can be fixed. Connect to your spiritual guide. They give you the proper answers. Connect to your meditation, exercise, take good care of the body, and start with what I've always said, and I will continue to say, if it isn't true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. And if you're doing it and you know it's wrong, stop doing it. That attitude now is lining you up for the greatness that's to come. That attitude. Just listen to that. Have we got anything else there, Gary?
We have a couple of emails. Charles writes in, a lot of people saying Happy New Year to you, and Charles wants to say the same. He says Happy New Year. Samantha wrote in and says, thank you very much for the positive thoughts. I look forward to your show every week. I am depressed a lot of times, but after I listen to you, I feel happy. And that's Samantha. And lastly here, Chanel writes in, Happy New Year, Barrington. And back to you.
Thank you very much for that, Chanel. Thank you. Happy New Year. to everyone. And thank you for giving me that shout out. Charles as well, the same for you. Thank you. And I hope you had a great Christmas if you celebrate, and same for you. Everybody, hope you had a great Christmas. And I've said that before, and this is it. Sam or Samantha, you get depressed. We all do from time to time, to some degree. We get a little bogged down, usually if we hear something negative or something harsh or something that we disagree with. It sort of brings down our mood, alters our mood, but we don't stay there long. We bounce right back up and we move on. The depression actually does a little bit worse, and it is hard. It is very hard to deal with it. I want to thank you for your positive, for what you said, that you listened to the show, and after the show, you feel a little better, you feel a bit better. And I want you to encourage you to take that high and ride with it as long as you can, because you create this feel good. This is where you want to go. It's a positive direction. You bring your mind into that feel-good place. And for everybody else who's going through the depression from time to time, this is where it's hard for a lot of us. If, like I say this too, if you're dark-skinned and you live in the north where you're, you know, you're wrapped up all day and you don't get to see the sun, we tend to get a little bit more depressed because we're not getting any of the vitamin D that the sun offers to us naturally. And I now know or have heard that you can actually buy a light bulb that you could screw in the bulb and sit beside it, and it'll give you some of that light. So if that's the case, you need to do what you have to do to get through this, because when you're depressed, you're bringing a whole bunch of heavy load onto the mind, onto the body, you know, your attitude, everything else. So the idea here, and I've heard that before, people have called in and said they feel a bit depressed, and after the show, they feel a little inspired. And that's great. This is what we want you to do. We want you to connect to that source and ride it as long as you can and feel great. Bear in mind, the depression is an illness, and it could be repaired, it could be taken care of. But just because you're there, don't count yourself out. Don't think of anything that's going to make you consider yourself to be lesser, because that's not the case. You're going through something. And that's what it is. But fight it. Do the meditation. Connect yourself to your spiritual guide. Find out the best things for you that's going to help that situation. Stimulate the body in such a way that it just feels great on its own. Feed it the right foods, because that's a step towards correcting it. The body will do the fight for you if you're willing to give them the tools. The body will go to bat for you. That's what it does. When you're cold, it tries to insulate itself to keep you warm. And when you're hungry, of course, it craves the food, and it tells you everything that you need to know. So he's your partner. She's your partner in crime. Work with them, but be prepared, the body, when I say them, be prepared to feed it the way it needs to be fed, to rest it, to clean it, to entertain it, to exercise it. Be prepared to do all those things, and you'll get the best results from it. I haven't gone through Great Depression. I've heard a lot of horror stories from it. I have been down, and that happens from time to time. But the trick is not to stay down. The trick is to fight your way up, stand up, make it work for you. I hope what I have said will help you, Sam or Samantha. And the positive thoughts, they belong to everybody. Do the things that makes you feel great. Play the music that makes you feel happy. Eat the food that makes you feel wonderful. You're in a war, you're in a battle, and the enemy's got you on, you know, you just don't give up. You've got to fight back. Don't give up. Get up, stand up, go for a walk. Yeah, it's cold, but go for a walk anyways. Work the body, exercise the body, and feed the mind with positive things. I think if you're depressed and you're watching something depressive, it'll bring you further down. Equally, do I think if you're depressed and you're listening to or watching something that's happy and cheery, it'll bring you up. You make that conscious decision to elevate yourself. Thank you. So we've been talking, and I've said many times and today, and we've talked about the food and the rest and do what is necessary to make your change. If you don't do that, inevitably you're going to break your spirit, you're going to get discouraged, or you're going to become a lost soul because you don't think there's a way back or think it's possible. to come back to the happy-go-lucky self. Well, I will encourage you to find the cause of the depression, or the cause of the reason you're down, the cause of giving up or not wanting to fight anymore. A very common one is a lot of people has gained weight and they've just given up on trying to lose it because they just accept the fact that they can't. Well, that's not the case. All that happens is you've made a conscious decision to stay the way you are. And that by doing so, you've made that decision. I say weight because it seems to be one of the most prevalent thing you hear about there every once in a while. And people desperately try to change that situation. But you can't really change the top and expect the bottom to change. You have to change it from within. You have to change it from within. So the conscious decision that you make is a battle. Make it your project. Take it on. This is what I want to do. It's my project. I'm going to do this. But first, find out the cause. And if you're looking within yourself and you see the cause is something that you could do without, there's where you're going to start. You get to the cause. And once you have the cause, then you can start fixing it. In the meantime, don't try to go dieting. It doesn't work. It just makes you depressed because you know you have done it before. And others out there will say they've done it and it's great and it's worked for them. Well, good for you. The average person will go and they'll be down for a little bit, but they haven't changed the habit. They haven't changed the habit. And most of them will say, okay, I'll diet. And when I get to that point, then I'll start doing this. Well, the body doesn't know what you're trying to do. You're trying to confuse it. Start them both at the same time. Give the body the tool that it's required to do the job that needs to get done. And that is a conscious decision that you will make. So this is what you should be going after. And when you accomplish it, because I know you will, and it doesn't matter where you are, you will accomplish it. And when you do, you'll be well on your way to understand the power of spirituality. Wake up, everybody. Just wake up and do what you have to do for you. Take on this project for yourself and bring about. And it doesn't have to be the weight issue. It could be the job situation. It could be the education that you wanted to get. It could be the new band you want to start. Apply yourself to it. Go towards it. With all that you've got, go as if your life depends on it, because it probably does. You need to find your edge, your spark. You need to find what you're trying to accomplish and do not give up. Whatever you do, do not give up. You just have to remove some of the bad habits. So we say that. And I talk about spirituality and I talk about getting into meditation. And I talk about exercising. But if you get into the meditation will guide you through the process, take you to the place that you're trying to get to. And this is why I say all the time, learn how to meditate. Learn how to meditate. Learn how to connect your source. When you're on your cell phone or the laptop or the computer, it's plugged into something, probably a battery, and you use it for a little bit, then you realize it needs to be replugged because the battery has worn down or something has gone wrong or whatever the situation is. But you plug it in to get new energy or battery life or power. The same thing falls for us. Same thing falls in our path. We need to replug or reconnect to our source. We've completely separated from the source because we're not connected to the earth. We walk on it in thick shoes or tiles or marble floor or hardwood. So we're not connected to it. And of course, if you live in this area where we live, you can't do that now anyway. We're 3 feet of snow on the ground. So the point being, we're not connected. What we have to do now is learn how to be connected, and we need to connect. There's methods in which you could use. There's something called earthing. You could plug something into the ground wires in your house and put your foot on it. It's a piece of metal. But don't do that because don't do that. I just see just bad things happening. You could research it and buy the proper metal plate and do that to connect yourself to the earth. And you're connected, physically connected to the earth. And that's what you're going to do. But forget about what I said with the ground rod plugged into. Yeah, don't do that. Because there's a lot of you don't know what to do. And I don't want to lose you guys that way. Connect yourself. We're not connected. And we need to replug into the original source, whoever you are. Make that connection. We were separated from that a long time ago. Not sure why or how, but we are. And because of where we live and what we do in our busy lives, that we're running around trying to build this perfect home and this perfect life and this perfect family, and you sacrifice the most important tool. So yeah, you've accomplished it. Now you're going to be pushing up daisies because you've given your life to accomplish something that you can't enjoy. And it breaks you down. I'm not suggesting that you give it all up and walk away and go live in the bush like a hermit, but at some point you got to create balance, because the tool that is being used is being abused. And you build this perfect toolbox and now you're done, but then you're physically done and you're not going to enjoy it. And how many times, or how many of you out there can say you've known someone that's worked so many years of their life waiting for that golden plan, that big prize, and they fall short. And in the process of doing that, you miss out on life. I was 22 years old when my aunt was passing away. She had cancer, and I went to see her at the hospital room, and we sat on the bed, and she says, "Don't do what I did." And she said that what she did was giving herself for what she was trying to accomplish. Now that she's done it, the self is going away, in a nutshell. But you have to live. You have to live. You got to enjoy this life. You got to enjoy all the lives. You got to enjoy this one. And don't sacrifice the most important tool to get it, because you won't live to enjoy it. Have we got anything else?
We have a couple of emails. Marco wrote in. He said, "Great advice today. I love it." Let's see here. Did I give you Marco? I'm thinking here. Let's see.
No, I just got okay. Marco.
All right. Pauline says, "Hello, first-time listener from New York City, enjoying the show. Happy New Year to you." That's from Pauline. And let me just check here. And that's it. Back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Pauline, and thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you like what we're saying. If you want to get more information, you're curious about it, you can find us, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. All the shows that we've done, or a great majority of the shows that we've done, is hanging out there. Check them out. Welcome to the Barrington Radio Show, Pauline, and do pass it on, because we're trying to get this message out there for everybody to accomplish. Marco, thank you very much. Thanks. I hope you said you're appreciating the advice. And it is for you. It is for all of us. It is for everybody. But you have to go after yours. Everyone, practice working for you. That's what you should do. Practice working for you. Take on this project of making you the number one, which you should have been. And I don't mean that in a self-centered way. I don't mean that in, you know, to be bragging and to be egoic. I simply mean that in the sense that you're going to get your best self. And when you get there, you'll see it's very humbling. You don't need to the bling. You don't want the bling, because it comes with too much work. And you don't want to do this, and you don't want to do that. It's not that you're lacking ambition. You're just accepting the fact that the juice is not worth the squeeze. Because of what we're all trying to do is to build a stage for somebody else to look at. We're trying to encourage them to see you bigger than you are, which is not possible. And again, I want to say, if you find it, you're putting somebody down and hurting them and telling them stories, check yourself. It's not them. it is not the person you're trying to beat down. It's the beater. And the reason why you're beating is because you're lacking. Something is broken. So check that. Check where that's coming from. But again, I've always said, take on a project. Let this be that project. Do something new. Do a fancy dance. Play an instrument. Keep the mind active. But meditate, everybody. Exercise. And make the body your friend. Because without it, you're not here. You're not going to make it. And there's no point in getting there and can't enjoy it. We're swimming up the river. We're swimming up the river. Because that's what society has taught us to do. Struggle and go up and be hard. And do all these things. But the stream is going down the hill. If you go with the flow, what lies at the bottom is the ocean. All that there is. Everything you can accomplish. Nature does provide. And in trying to get to the top, you're just cutting yourself short. You're just cutting yourself short. Nature seeketh the path of least resistance, and so should we. Just go with the flow. This is what I wanted to say. So thank you very much for your calls. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Barrington Radio Show. I have said I have a book called Awaken Ascension Guide. You can get that if you're interested at Amazon.ca, Amazon.com, Goodread. I hope you enjoy. I said earlier about this movie. I want you to check it out. It is so cool. It's called Soul, and it's on the Disney Channel. At least that's where I found it. You can go online and look around. But it's good. And it does tell a lot of what we're talking about this life, the afterlife, and in between lives, and your purpose and the determination. And it definitely does a segment on lost souls, which a lot of us are. We're a little bit lost and confused, but we're not trying to work that out today. Today, we want to connect you to your guides, connect you to meditation, connect you to a path, a stream. It connects you, you know, and you have to realize where you stand right now. And the only change that will come is the one that you sign up for. If you so intent is to, you want to change. You want to change. Live the life that you're supposed to. Stand up. Hold your head up and be proud. Be proud. You're very fortunate to be here, whoever you are and wherever you are, anywhere in the world and you're hearing this, you're very fortunate to be here. And your situation can never be the worst because we're all the same. Hold your head up and be proud of who you are. Be strong. Realize that it took a lot of effort for you to be here right now and be able to hear what I'm saying right now. Hold your head up. Be strong and be confident. If there's something that you're doing and it's not right, stop doing it. Hold your head up. Don't allow yourself to swing on the hinge of the negativities. Hang your door on the other side and swing on positivities. If you're thinking you're healthy, you are. And the body will provide that for you. If you're thinking that you're not healthy, chances are you're not. Or you're ordering something in. You're ordering this in. You're calling for that negativity. Switch it around and call in the positive. Make a note to yourself. Write a letter to yourself. Clearly outlining where you want to be and where you're going to go. And you see it as often as you can. Don't have a whole bunch of sticky notes. Connect yourself to the true you. Connect yourself to the true identity. Be positive with everything you do. Realize that you're not a mistake. And if someone is telling you that, that's the problem. And you may have heard it when you were younger. Now you can change it. It's hard. It is very hard, but it is doable. You first need to understand, you connect yourself to the source, to the strength, to the place where you're going to be able to launch the new you in a very conscious way. Stand up. Learn who you are. Wake up. Please wake up. Do the work that is necessary to guide you, to get you to the next level. You deserve this. There's no second going around. Not in this body anyway. This is the time that you have. And it's going faster. You've heard the expression, the toilet roll spins much faster nearing the end. And our time seems to be getting a lot faster the older we get. So right now is your time. Right now. Make that list that you want. Make a clear note of what you desire. And if you've been doing it for many years, realize that the work that you need to put in is going to take some time and it's going to frustrate you. But at any given time, while you have this consciousness to make that decision, you are still the boss. It is still your property. You are still the governor, the driver. So it doesn't matter where you stand today in your numbers, your beliefs, your ideas. If you're locked up, incarcerated, the ability is with you no matter where you go. No matter what rock you crawl under or what jail cell you're locked into, the ability to make the best possible decisions is with you. And nobody can take that away from you. You have taught them how to treat you and they put you in a negative place. That's fine. Now you know there. Now you know that where you are. Now you can navigate your way out. So we're going to come to a close and thank you for participating. We appreciate you joining and to everybody who's emailing. Happy New Year to everyone. I won't speak to you until after that, but enjoy the day. Have a good time and be safe. Stay hydrated. Have a very good week until we talk again.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.